mean, there's always that 10-second gap. Can't go in for the first change.
It might be, might not be.
It's not here?
It might be here, it might not be here. I'll take it, if it's not here.
Okay.
In the absence of Yankee, just a few unlockers on pace of Shaney, which comes this Friday, Mr. Shemp. This Friday is 14th of the year. This Friday is 14th of the year. Pace of Shaney. Learn through the Nitta Gabriel. Bismancha Beis Amidash Hayakayim, when the Beis Amidash stood, Mishalu Hikru Korban Pesach of the Mordo, the Yud Valad Venison. He who did not offer up the Korban Pesach at the right time on the 14th of Nisan, Vivnesha Yotome, because it was either impure, from Tommy Mace, for example, Usha Ibadirach Rakoko, it was far away, Mirushalayim, Hoya Chayv Lakrivo, Vyud Dalad Ve'ia, he had to offer it on the 14th of Iyar, V'nikra Yom Zeh Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni Mispal Chiyav Lifnei Atel, Kavachol Yom, Chiyav Mei Davin, on Pesach Sheni, V'yeh Shana, Gimish Ein Mispal Lifnei Atel, and some say he shouldn't. Hamelech She'ein Omrim Tachan on Pesach Sheni, Sa'ad HaMenech not to say Tachan on Pesach Sheni, Gam B'mincha Shalafonov, even a day beforehand, on Mincha Ein Omrim Tachanon, but in monks the minhag is, they only don't say Tachanon on Pesach Sheni afternoon.
That's correct.
Monks. Pesach Sheni afternoon. The rest of the time you do say. He brings here some interesting things. He said, first of all, it's not listed on one of the days in the Shulchan Aruch that one should miss out Tachanon. So why do we miss our Tachanon? Not listed there. But some say, well, the Gedolei Achronim added it on later. And the reason, another reason maybe didn't put it in was because it's so obvious from the Torah, it's a Yontif. Just like it doesn't say in the Torah, don't say Tachanon, Pesach or Shavuos. So it's so obvious from the Torah, it's a Yontif, therefore you don't have to mention it, it's obvious.
Mincha before we do say Tachanon.
Yeah.
Mincha before
we do. So once again, so if you either say it, you don't say on Pesach Sheni itself. Or you don't say Pesach Sheni and the Mincha beforehand. Or in monks, you just say Pesach Sheni in the afternoon, because that's when the Korban was brought. And there was some other stuff to say, but
run out of
time.
What,
so Mr. Shem, sorry?
Say what?
Monks. Tachanon. Starts the day of the Torahway in northwest London. Monday, Yud Iyar, 27th of April. Rabbi Daniel Lehman Schlitter, Magid Sheir Kol Beis Aaron Kiryas Sefer, Sfiras Ha'ona. This week's Torah response is monthly. We'll express our esteemed founder, Yosef Tov Ben Shem Mechol Tzvi Itzkowitz, Zichro No Livrocho.
Good morning. Sfiras Ha'ona. We count Ha'ona, we know, straight after the first day of Pesach. Straight after we come out of Mitzrayim, we start counting the Omer. We also know, and he said, the Chinuch says, that part of the idea behind the Omer is we're anticipating Shavuos, we're anticipating receiving the Torah. Essentially then, the Omer comes to connect, coming out to Mitzrayim, to the receiving the Torah, coming out from being Avdei Paroi, to being Avdei Hashem. Coming out from the Malchus of Mitzrayim, from Melech, under the influence of Melech Paroi, to ultimately come to receive the Torah, to be in the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not just about Mitzrayim, it's not just about Paroi. Paroi, acronym, Por Ra. Paroi represents all of the evil in the world. The Rambam calls him the Yetzer Hara. And we're supposed to come out from all of the evil, everything, not just Egypt, everything that it represents, and to come to bask in the Torah. The Torah is the tavlin for the Yetzer Hara. And therefore, we're familiar with the concept that the Omer is barley, it's animal food, and Shavuos is Shtei Lechem, it's wheat, it's human food. That's the process we're trying, so to speak, to move away from behaving with our nefesh habahamis, with our more physical ways, and to try and come into more human, more ways of the Yetzer Tov. How do we do this? We know this. Sfiras Om is a time to work on different character traits, and the Memches Kinyanei HaTorah, on the 49th day, we bring a culmination of all of them together. The Sfarim teach us that whilst, of course, Gashmias can be enjoyable, and we partake of Gashmias, we have to, and it can be enjoyable, but sometimes, by avoiding indulging in too much Gashmias, we can actually appreciate, we actually get a greater enjoyment than the Gashmias itself. Right, if a person's looking for his third chocolate bar, it could be if he abstains from eating that third chocolate bar, he might actually receive greater satisfaction by abstaining than indulging in it. Why should it be like that? Because as we know, everything our Kodesh Baruch Hu creates is for the good. And even things which are seemingly not good, even things which are bad, they're ultimately there for everything that's good. Kol Ma'ad Avid Rachman El Tav Avid, creates everything for the good. So bad, essentially, is not really bad. It's just good enclosed in bad. Inside the bad is there something good. And that's why also when we elevate it, when we treat that thing which is otherwise bad, it's really good. When we treat it in the right way, so ultimately we're bringing out something good that didn't exist before, that wasn't so evident before in the world. And therefore there's a greater reward for serving. Greater satisfaction, greater perfection, greater tamimus that we can get through that bad, if you like. The Medrash says when the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world and he saw it was Toiv Ma'oid, Toiv, says the Medrash, is the Yetzer Toiv. But Ma'oid, very good, the Ma'oid, is that's the Yetzer Hara. Because even greater good can come out from the Yetzer Hara, if we use it in the right manner, than can come out from the Yetzer Tov. Essentially then, the bad, the Ra, is just the signpost, saying here is where you should focus your efforts. Because here is where there's more reward, and here is where we fulfill our avoda in the world. This is how we bring out the true good in the world. When people speak about good and bad, toiv v'mutav, bein tav, bein l'mutav, mutav means better. It's not just a euphemism, it really is. Bad can be better if we treat it in the right way. And that's actually the avoda. That's why we came to the world. If we were to summarize our job in the world, that's how we would summarize our avoda in the world. And in the Shema, like we say, we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol mo'idecha, with everything we have, everything. The Zohar says that b'chol is the good and the bad. Of everything that we have in the world, there's good and bad, and we have to use both of them to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ra, the bad, is essentially just the means we have to keep on our toes, we have to keep awake. Ra backwards is air, to keep awake. As long as we're awake, then we can get to this great avoida, which is the avoida of the oime, which culminates in shvuos. And shvuos, we remain air, we remain awake throughout the night, maybe to help us with this. What's the oime about? What's this avoida? What's this, what do we do? So we know in the Sidurim, brings the different spheres. Each day corresponds to a different sphera, a different midah. And they're basically three categories. There's the chesed on the one extreme, the other extreme is the gevura, and in the middle there's tiferet, and that's the whole purpose of these spheres, is to try to get a balance between all of these middas together, try to reach that ultimate balance and bring it out in the final sphere, which is malchus. But as hard as we might try, and we hopefully are going to do a great job, but each one of us has a yetzer hara. And therefore, by definition, that this balance which we're trying to attain is always going to be tainted by the Yetzirah. It's always going to be incomplete. This working on the Midas is Derech Eretz. And Derech Eretz is Derech Eretz, Kadma le Torah. It's just a Hakdama, it's just an introduction to the Torah. Because Torah is Hashem Tamima. The Torah is objective, the Torah is perfect. All of our avoida is not quite there yet because of the Yetzer Hara, but when we accept the Torah upon ourselves, the Torah Tamim, the Torah Emes, then that filters and corrects everything to make the perfect balance. It takes all the subjectivity which we might have, which we all do have by definition, and makes it objective. That's why the Oimer brings them to the traits of Malchus, the Melech, but Shvuos is about the Midah of Keser, of putting the crown on top. And the Ramban tells us already that the Pesach, Oime, and Shavuos period is like one whole festival. The Oime is like the Chol HaMoed in the middle. It's one big piece, because it goes together. That's the Pesach is when we come out from the physicality. The Oime is when we change from physical to spiritual. And Shavuos we need to make it the objective rather than just subjective. We'll take an extreme example. It's a very extreme example. Less extreme examples happen every day. But the extreme example is in Slobodka. There was an enlightened Jew came from Berlin, and there was a debate as to whether or not it was a positive thing to learn from the manners of the Germans. And this enlightened Jew was very adamant, yeah, we should learn from them. And he was a very nice, polite guy with good manners, but he stuck to his guns. But the Alto Slobodka said, no, we learn from the Torah. The Torah is objective. We don't learn from nice manners, they're always tainted by subjectivity. But the man stuck in his ways, and many, many years later, he came to visit Rav Aaron Cutler, who was there during the time of this discussion also, this debate, and he said, you know, Rebbe, you were right, you were right. And he explained what the Germans did to him. He had a severed arm, and he explained, you were right, you know, maybe they're not so polite after all. And that's the same Rav Aaron Cutler, we all know the famous story, who was very, very particular about the headed notepad in Lakewood Yeshiva, since there was a picture of a tree, which wasn't really a tree there. Toras Emes. Everything had to be perfectly Emes and objective. That's Malchus. That's what it means to be a Melech. A Melech, the word Melech is an acronym for Moach, Lev, Kavod. Brain, heart, and Kavod. The Kavod is the liver. The Kavod is the place that controls the action in the body, that brings the blood around the body. Dam. The Adam hu Nefesh. And that's controlled by the Kavod. Kavod is in the heart. Lev is the gematria of Kavod. It's in the heart. But how do we bring it, the Kavod, into the world in an active way? It's through the Kavod. Kavod. Kol ma shebara Kodesh Baruch Hu ba'olam lo bara ela lichvoidoi. Everything Hashem created for His Kavod. Even our Kavod, He created for His Kavod. We have to take all of our Kavod and focus it towards Him. Melech ha-Kavod. The king of all the Kavod. But ain't covered in the Torah. True covered is in the Torah. That's the correct order. Moach, lev, covered. Brain, heart, and to bring out the covered into the world. Generally, Chazal tell us, generally people do the opposite. They do the wrong way around. It's a person who's driven by physicality. Remez, his paroi was covered lev. First was his covered, and then his lev. The Sfarim brew. The result is, reversing the word melech, if a person behaves in a more physical way, switches the order, instead of melech, spells the word kalim. Kalim means to be destroyed. Because ein melech b'lo am. A person can't be a melech if he's reversed the order. Our avoida, of course, is to change from this more physical way to become a melech. We'll see more about that in a moment. The Oime, the Arizal tells us based on the Zohar, the Oime is a time of din, time of judgment. Which judgment do we have over now? It's a time of dinim. The Talmidei Rabbi Kiva, we know, they're loy nagu kavod zel zel, on their level, whatever that means, they were punished. There was a mageifa because they didn't demonstrate enough on their level, kavod one for the other. That's the din. That's the Yom HaDin that we have. The din of Sfiras HaOime is a din on the kavod. On where do we bestow honor? Do we try to bestow honor to ourselves? Do we follow the Yetzer Hara and look at our own kavod? What happens in the end? What does it say in Pirkei Avos? Together with Kina and Taiva, kavod. Moitin as the other man. Takes the person. That's what the Yetzer Hara wants, to take us out of the world. Or do we try, the Saki in the Oilam, the Malchus Shakai, do we try to bring out the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch in the world? That's the whole follow the Yetzer Hara and bring out the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch in the world. Do we look for our own Malchus, our own kavod? Of a Malchus Shamayim, the Kavod of Hashem. That's what we're doing on Sfiras HaOime. We're coming out of Mitzrayim, we're preparing for receiving the Torah. The Magefa, just like the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva suffered, there was a Magefa. So to the Mitzrayim also, there was Negev in Mitzrayim, there was also a Magefa in Mitzrayim. And after the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, it says the world was Shamin, the world was desolate, Shamin. What does that mean, the desert? Shamim is a gematria Mitzrayim. The world was in a status back of where there's no kavod and everything becomes the opposite, then it's a world of, it's a destroyed world. We're supposed to come out of Mitzrayim not just physically. The Ramban tells us in the introduction of, to Sefer Shmois. He asks the question, Sefer Shmois is also known as the Sefer of Galus and Geula, exile and redemption. So why is it then that Sefer Shmois doesn't end in Parshas B'Shalach? We came out of Mitzrayim already. So it carries on. So he says, because comes on Eretz Yisrael, the Torah, the Mishkan, the Avodah in the Mishkan. He says, because true Yetzias Mitzrayim, really to come out of Mitzrayim, is not just to come physically out to the place called Egypt. It's to get rid of all of the, as we're saying, everything that Mitzrayim represents, all of that negativity, and to drive it out of ourselves, to bring it out of ourselves. And for that, we can only fully accomplish when we've spiritually come out from Mitzrayim, which is only when we have the Torah and putting in the Avodah in the best possible way that we can. That's what we do on Omer. We're coming out from Mitzrayim and everything Mitzrayim represents and coming into the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we receive the Torah, becoming Mamleches Kohanim. We read Rus on Shavuos. Rus is about being Mekabel. She was Mekabel. To be Mekabel the Torah. But it's not just about being like Rus. It's about not being like Orpah. Right? Orpah is the same letters as Paroi. It's about being like Rus and being Mekabel the Torah, not being influenced by Paroi, Melech Mitzrayim, and everything that represents. There was a competition once to design a Me'il, a nice cover for a Sefer Torah. And there was one lady, she put in a lot of efforts, embroidering, it's a beautiful design. Mamash, stones, everything, beautiful. And they had a ceremony, and this lady won, of course. And they came to put the Me'il on the new Sefer Torah, and they put it on, and it was a little bit short of the bottom of the Sefer Torah, a couple of centimeters. And she burst into tears. She said, oh no, I put in so much effort. Can't we just cut the bottom of the Sefer Torah off? Individuality is a great thing. It's essential. But it has to be within the boundaries of the Torah. We can't change the Torah to fit in with our own individuality. It has to be the other way around. And that, paradoxically, is how we reveal the true Malchus of Hashem. The true Malchus of Hashem, rather than our own Malchus, is when we take our own Malchus, all of our individuality, and we focus it and we bring it out within the bounds of the Torah. That's what we do on Shavuos. We take all of our Midas, everything that we're working with, our Yetzer Tov and our Yetzer Hara, and we're trying to get rid of that Yetzer Tov aspect. We're trying to get rid of the Yetzer Hara aspect on Shavuos when we bring the Tamimus, the objective. We take our Tamimus, our Sheva Shabbos of Tamimus, we take our perspective of Tamimus and we accept, we enter within the boundaries of the true Tamimus, our Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah, Torah Hashem Tamimah. That's the Torah Tavlin. That brings us to the ultimate Tamimus, the objective Tamimus. And therefore it's called Shavuos, because we can see clearly now that Shavuos isn't just one day, or 2 days in Chutzaritz. It's a combination. We need to take everything that we worked on the previous Shavuos, the 7 weeks previously during the Omer, and use them to bring out Hashem's Malchus in the world. Chazal teach us in a couple of places, in Brachos, Gittin, Yivamos, a few places, Ein divrei Torah mekayim, and Torah will not be established, ela b'misha, misha meimis atzmoyla. A person has to kill himself, literally, for the Torah. It doesn't mean, literally, to kill himself. I heard from Rav Moshe Shapira, he had the Kabbalah Ishma Piyish through Yecheskel Sanav, the Altar of Slobodka said, if a person would cease to have kavod, he'd cease to have honor, he'd drop dead on the spot. He wouldn't be able to survive if he didn't have kavod. I heard also Rav Moshe, a different nusach, that if a person loses his kavod, he'll either think he's Napoleon or he'll go crazy. But the idea is the same. That without kavod, the person will cease to exist. On Shavuos, when we become Mamleches Kohanim, Chaye Oilam Nata B'Soicheinu, we have a new life, a new kavod that we accept upon ourselves. We, so to speak, kill our own malchus, if you like. It's not really killing, it's bringing korban. Adam ki yakruv mikhem korban mina behema. We take that behema side, because it's got a nefesh abahamis, it's got with the yetzer. Yetzehara, that's the korban, the oimeh, which was the korban oimeh, was the animal food, and we kill it. We We move to a different life. We accept a new life, a new kavod. The kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a new life for us. We kill our own malchus, so to speak, in favor of Hashem's malchus. That's what we said Shavuos is about, kesed, the crown. We're crowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're taking all of our malchus, all of our individuality, and we're focusing in the right direction. We're crowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With each and our diamonds, each one of us is a diamond, an emerald, a stone inside of Hashem's crown, which is we're placing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's head. Kaviyot. Which type of kavod the person is headed? Is it the good kavod or the bad kavod? Depends on his heart. Like we see, depends on the person has a lev tov or a lev ra. And in fact, everything depends on this, as we know from Pirkei Avos. The greatest trait of all the Talmidim was a lev tov, and the worst was the lev ra. And this is our nisayon. All year round, we have a lev tov and a lev ra. We have to choose. Are we going to use that lev is gematria kavod? Are we going to bring out the kavod of Hashem, or not? Do we follow the lev tov or the lev ra? That's for all year round. Lev tov and lev ra is gematria 351. So aside from the other days of the year, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, where we actively mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our tefillahs directly, the rest of the year we have this nisayon. We have this fight, we have this battle between the lev tov and the lev ra. But the oimer, lev tov, is gematria 49. There's 49 special days in the year. Those are the days of the oimer. The Mishnah tells us in Adias that the punishment for Rishayim and Gehenim is 12 months. But some say it's between Pesach and Atzeres. That's the Oimer. It's a shorter year. It's a condensed year, if you like. Svira is Gematria Shana. These 49 days is like a condensed year. Because the Oimer period that we're in now is Musugal to connect to the Lev Tov. It's a special time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a special gift where we can awaken our Lev Tov in a much more active manner. So the Oimer can essentially save us from this becoming Avdei Paroi, becoming and subject to the destination, Gehenom, of people who follow such a way. Not to become Avdei Paroi. Paroi is Gematria Shana. A person who lives in the world is very susceptible to be, he has a Lev Tov and a Lev Ra, but is very, very susceptible to his Lev Ra. Instead, we focused on the Oimer, on our Lev Tov, and become like the tzaddikim, like the last Mishnah in Shas tells us. Tzaddikim, they have shai olamos. 310 worlds for the tzaddikim. Shai, 300, is gematria, the word oimer. That's how what we can achieve in the oimer. We can change from even rishayim to becoming tzaddikim. 310 is also, oimer is also gematria, the word yaka. Yaka is covered. It's also covered. That's what the Zohar tells us. How important is the Torah? Look how important the Torah is. In Bamidbar. Through the Torah, a person can inherit Shai Olamos, 310 worlds. 310 worlds, Oime, Yaka, Kavod. Soon we're going to read the Brachas and Klalos, which we read before Shavuos. The Gemara tells us, why do we read before Shavuos? To fulfill Tichle Shana Uklioseha. We're trying to bring the end to the year and all of its curses. And the Gemara itself asks, what do you mean the end of the year? Is Shavuos also a Rosh Hashanah? Asks the Gemara. And it brings the Mishnah, yeah, Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah. But where's the... Rosh Hashanah is a time of din. Where's the din of Shavuos? This is the din. Shavuos is the end of the Sfiras HaOimer. The Sfiras HaOimer was the time of the din of Kavod. Which type of Kavod is a person connected to? And hopefully, by reading the Klalos, we're Tichle Shana B'Kliloseha. And like the Paitan says in the Slichos, we read Teichel Shana B'Kliloseha. We begin the new year with this bracha. What's the new year? The new year is Shavuos. What do? We bring the Shtei Alechem. The Bartanoa tells us in that Mishnah, the Shtei Alechem is the source of bracha. That's how we bring bracha. And the Shtei Alechem, that's what we said. We're moving away from the animal food of the Oimer, the barley. And the Shtei Alechem is the wheat, that human food. That's where we can bring the bracha. And not just that, but on Shavuos, the Kuzari tells us it's not just about, they're not just four levels of a doimem, sameach, chai, umadabe. Chai is a behema, he's alive. A medabe is a human being, he speaks, he's one level above. The Kuzari tells us it's a fifth level. That fifth level is a Yehudi, someone who's connected to the Torah. That's Shavuos when we connect to the Torah. The oimer, we're moving from a chai to a medabe, and shvuos, we become a, accept upon ourselves the covered of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Zohar tells us, peh, Torah Sheba'al peh, is covered, and that's how we give cover to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. During the oimer, the man began to fall. The man fell during the oimer. And there's a kliyaka, a very important kliyaka, and we can't see everything, but we can see a few of his words. The kliyaka is in Shmois, Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Dalit. Kedai to make a note, 16:4, chapter 16, verse 4, to make a note. Kedai to see it inside. I'm just going to say a few words. He tells us as follows. The man fell in the midbar. It was a test. It's what enumerated as one as a test. Where's the test? It was a test for Klal Yisrael to see who is or who is not able to receive the Torah or not. How so? They were given the man, in addition to everything else they had in the midbar, they had a nice, easy life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them everything they need. They didn't have to run off to make a panasa. They had the man, they had everything. They had everything they needed to sit and be connected to spirituality, to bask in the Shekhinah. But if a person still wouldn't do that under those circumstances, says a kliyaka, why would a person not go in the ways? Because he has a bad heart, says a kliyaka. He has a bad heart, causing him to be moyes in the Torah, to be disgusted by the Torah, and such a person for sure can't accept the Torah. That's the words of the kliyaka. And those are the words of the kalalus. Im b'chukai say timasu. If a person is disgusted by the Torah. All of the klalas, just like the brachas, they come from the lev, they come from, as the kliyaka said, it stems from a person's heart. Is he have a good heart or a bad heart? Is he following his yetzer tov or his yetzer hara? Is he ultimately bringing covered ra into the world? Is he being mamlich himself? Or is he bringing covered tov into the world to bring to mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the pasuk in Tehillim tells us, brings praises for a person who gives cover to people who have Yirah Shamayim, and also to people who bring a disgrace to people who are moyes, to people who have this aspect of disgrace. A melech is someone who's mashpia, someone who gives. An eved is someone who receives. When we mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're becoming a kli. Become a kli, what for? To be Kabbalah Satoya, to receive the Torah. We can only do that if we're not a melech ourselves. We can only do that if we're a real Eved. If we're not a melech, a person who has his own too much of his own kavod, then he won't be able to accept the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe that's why there's no mitzvahs on Shavuos. Shavuos at the time, there's no unique mitzvahs to Shavuos like there are on the other Chagim. Why? Because that's what it's about, to become a kli. It's for us to become a kli. The paradox is, the Gemara tells us, Eved Melech Kemelech. A person who is a real Eved of a Melech, is a real subject, a real Eved, then he becomes Kemelech. He becomes part of that Malchus. A person who is a true Eved Hashem becomes part of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch. But again, that's only if they don't have any other Malchus. Right? Two kings can't rule at the same time. So long as we don't have our own Malchus, we can become part of Hashem's Malchus. And this could be why also we read the Klalas. We never read them just before Shavuos, we always read them early. Could be, because just in the same way we receive the Torah, we had to be ready, we had to be there early, we had to be prepared. So too, we have to be prepared. How do we prepare? In light of everything we said today, it's not an easy thing to do. It's an avoider. To become an Eved is an avoider. So we need the extra gap, pause before we get there. And paradoxically, we know that when we do the Ratzon of Hashem, the Gemara tells us, if we're not doing the Ratzon of Hashem, then we're like Avadim. And if we do the Ratzon of Hashem, we're like Banim. So if we're an Eved Melech, we become like a Melech, and we become Banim, we become like sons to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we do when we receive the Torah, become Banim, Banim Atem Na Hashem Alokecha. Mamleches Koyhanim V'Goy Kadosh. The Sfarim bring that the Geula will come through the Torah. Uvalet Zion Goyel Ulishave Pesha Biyakov. Yaakov is that middah of Torah. And that's how the Geula will ultimately come, through bringing the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. And the greatest way that we have to do that is the Torah. It's learning the Torah and accepting the Torah, as we're going to do at Mirat Hashem on Shavuos. Our matzav today is completely anti-Malchus Hashem. There's so much in the world that's so dragging us away, trying to cause us in, pull us in, to take us away from the Malchus of Hashem. Anti-Hashem's Torah, anti-Ruchnius. And unfortunately, it's not only in the camp outside, it's also within our own camps. We're still yet to accept the true Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And for this reason, it could be, with time, that each day brings a bigger klala and more kavod for all the wrong things in the world. But as we said today, through us, each and every one of us is a jewel. Each and every one of us has a jewel in Hashem's crown. And if we use the period of Sfiras HaOmer properly, and we take our own malchus, the kavod which we're, at best, it's either wrong or it's tainted, at least, by the Yetzer Hara. Subjective, somewhat. If we take that and focus it towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the ultimate Tzuyas Hashem Tamim, and the ultimate kavod, to bring the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, then we take our own jewel, we place it in Shavuos, Kesa, we place it on the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is, ultimately, the purpose of why we're here, to bring out the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And if we do this, then we can no doubt, for Kol HaRisha Karega Tzuyved, we can no longer destroy all of the negative kavod in the world if we do such a thing. If we try to take all these midas, everything, and use them to mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then no doubt we're going to be what the Sfarim say, we're going to be the ones responsible for bringing out one step closer, in Mirat Hashem, to the Geula, and to fulfill V'haya Melech, V'haya Hashem L'melech al kol ha'aretz, V'haya Mahu Yeh Hashem Echad, U'shmo Echad, V'mehera V'yameinu. Amen.
Actually, it's good.